98.1 KZE on the line with me today from Sharon Parks and Recreation. It's Matt Andrulis Meddy. It is Arts and Crafts Fair season once again. This year's event happening on Saturday, August 3rd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Matt, how have you been?
I am great. How are you?
I can't complain. You know, it's summertime. I've been complaining a little bit about summer, actually. But
I know you love summer.
One of the things that I can concede is good about summer is outdoor craft fair season.
Yes. Yep, for sure. Outdoor crafts, concerts, you know, there's just so much of the summer activities that we miss in those other months that people enjoy going down ski hills and
those
whatnot.
Months that shall not be named. So what year is this for the Sharon Arts and Crafts Fair?
This is the 65th year in some form or fashion.
65?
A couple years after COVID. Yeah, so I mean, I obviously wasn't around at the beginning, but it's a very historical event in the town, and the people look forward to it every year. And we hope that the people happening through town also venture in and take advantage of what's being offered. So,
as soon as they drive through and see what's going on, I'm sure they will. Is there anything special planned for the 65th anniversary?
Well, what we have done, our board has done, has gone around to the local retailers. And it's kind of a work in progress, but the plan right now is to have people stop by our table and put in a ticket to be held in a drawing. This isn't an official sanctioned drawing necessarily, but we hope to have a dozen or more raffle prizes. It's not really a raffle. We're not charging anything, just people who are attending the show. And maybe around noon or so, every half an hour, we'll draw a name and post it for winning of a particular prize from one of the retailers in town.
Oh, that's so much fun. So it's going to be prizes from the people represented at the fair?
Well, there might be some represented at the fair. And you know what? If they may catch on to that. We weren't necessarily going to ask the vendors to put in things, but we may. And I'm sure there will be some who will offer things. But we went around to the retailers in town, the restaurants, the nail salon, and so on and so forth, on the landscape, or a couple garden centers, whatnot, and solicited some giveaway prizes. So,
oh, that's wonderful.
From the local vendors. So it helped promote kind of some local stuff.
And every half hour, that's pretty generous.
Yeah, depending on how many we get, you know, we're hoping to get, you know, a couple dozen, 20 prizes, which, you know, half an hour, it would take us a few hours to get rid of them all. So
that's
kind of in recognition of the 65th. You know, it's funny. We've done many things over in the past. You know, it's a craft fair. We've had music at times, and sometimes the vendors aren't real keen on music because it's hard to hear their customers when they're talking to them, or it takes people away from, you know, buying, purchasing things. So it's a little tricky to add other events to a craft fair.
Yeah. And I know we've talked about this in previous years when talking about the Sharon Arts and Crafts Fair, but this is really, I mean, these are handmade items. These are unique vendors. You know, this is not going to be kind of the same, like, it's not like street fair vendors necessarily, which are fun and great, but these are truly localized artisan crafts.
Yep. We make sure that the vendor in the booth is representative of the work that's being shown. We've had, you know, it's a juried show per se. You know, there's a lot of very well-intended, you know, efforts being made by people who promote a group of crafts or whatnot, but we've politely declined their participation and asked that the craft or artist is there at the show of the work being shown.
So, yeah, so they can really speak to, you know, any questions people might have about the work.
Yeah, for sure. I think we're going to have a glass blower there demonstrating this year. We've oftentimes had an iron there worker there with his, you know, hearth going and banging on nails and stuff.
Yeah.
So there's some live demonstrations. There's also a lot, we fill in a lot of booths with, there's just a lot of information stuff. There'll be some environmental groups there. There'll be some activist groups in town that are, you know, doing various projects that will be providing information, and, you know, the churches, so on and so forth, things like that. So it's kind of a lot of information available in addition to the arts and crafts.
Yeah, really a showcase of just everything that's going on in the region.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's
for
talk
sure.
a little bit about the location. So it's right in beautiful Sharon, Connecticut, which if you're, you know, listening to this from the Hudson Valley or the Berkshires, it's right there. It's like such a beautiful day trip drive to make over on a Saturday. And it's right on the green, right?
It's right on the green. There's a lot of nice town greens up our way, but with Sharon's is right up there on that list. There's a committee in town that's done a lot of work with the green, gotten some various grants to improve different things. With the old historic trees that have gone by, they've done a lot of planting, thoughtful planting, and the green is really looking better than it has in quite some time.
Mm.
It's shady, it's nice, it's a nice stroll. Whether there's a craft fair there or not, it's a real nice spot to kind of spend a few hours or a few minutes at least. But
yeah.
With the craft fair, it provides a really great environment for that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've said it before, I'll say it again, I really love events like this. I think it's just such a wonderful, relaxing, fun way to spend a weekend day in the summer when, you know, we're all so busy and our weekend days are so precious. And this is one of those things that, like, you go and you do it, and at the end of the day, you get home, you're like, that was a really great summer day. You know, you spend time with the people that you bring with you, and, you know, maybe you do a little shopping and you engage with some, you know, local crafts people, and you're supporting the local economy, and you're outside, and it's just it's just such a good vibe.
We would have some folks from Armenian, New York, right next door. The Great Cape Bakery is providing some luncheon items there, so it's people can come down and have a fresh lunch and spend a little even more time there, you know, with that being offered. So
yeah, absolutely. And of course, there's great restaurants around Sharon as well. You know, if you want to stop for a bite, just lots of really great options. This is Matt Andrulis Meddy with me from Sharon Parks and Recreation. The Sharon, Connecticut Arts and Crafts Fair is Saturday, August 3rd this year. That's next Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. right in Sharon on the big, beautiful green. And, you know, got to ask the same questions I always ask. Is it okay to bring dogs and kids if they're both on leashes and well-behaved?
Absolutely. Okay. Always, you know, always more than welcome. People will, for sure, you know. So
yeah, bring the whole family.
Great way to spend a Saturday afternoon in August, for sure.
Well, a very happy 65th anniversary and congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been an effort over a long period of time by a lot of different folks, but it's maintained its presence in town, and people, like I said, people look forward to it every year.
Yeah, and I always look forward to talking about it. Anything else we should know about the Arts and Crafts Fair this year?
That probably covers it. We're always welcoming, new folks to come along with new ideas. So bring your ideas and stop by our table and let us know what we can do better. That'd be, you know, for sure.